Well, comrades, welcome to another episode. The last one was supposed to be entitled Saddam Hussein's Invasion of Australia, but unfortunately I was detained by Rupert Murdoch, who practically rules that country anyway. So we are off to a 5-star Iraqi jet to make a surprise landing in the Australian desert. Unfortunately to say, once again, I will not tolerate this kind of failure. If this happens again, everyone, including you, Mr. Dodd, and you, Vulcan, will be on rations. I am to be your air advice engineer. Yes, you are in charge of flying this plane and in charge of navigation. If you get us so much as a degree off course, the next plane you will be flying is a kamikaze. Okay, everybody, including the Iraqi strong army, who in total numbers 57 million. They will not all fit on the plane, but the private quarters will be busted to the seams.
In the air, somewhere above the earth. Would you like some tea, Saddam?
Yes, that'd be nice. Now get out of my sight!
Some hours later. I hate to say this, but that doesn't look like Australia, Saddam.
Yes, we were due on course there 4 hours ago. There is a certain dead science teacher flying this plane.
Saddam, sir, the coordinates of YZ indicate we are 47 degrees off the vernacular course. Let me just illustrate this.
You idiot! You total imbecilic idiot! That's it! Step into my office!
Why?
Because you're fucking fired! You mix longitude and latitude!
Oh, I see. Shit. So, we have been travelling on a northern perpendicular for 7 hours.
So then, where the hell are we, Mr. Dodd? Land this plane!
Sir, but those look like mountains.
I don't give a fuck. You'll land this plane if you have to land this on an old man's head.
In a northern mountain place.
This is insolence. Somebody, find out where the fuck we are.
Sir,
I don't like you right now.
I would believe that this is Japan.
Holy shit! We'd better find a hotel room!
This satellite navigator indicates that we are 40 miles from Tokyo.
Let's roll!
In a Tokyo hotel room?
I am getting pissed off! And this room seems to have a reek in the air! And the room service seems to be more like a balcony service! I am going to see what's on the tube!
You are watching the Pokemon Marathon 24 hours a day on all 50 cable channels.
Where's that remote? I'm going to put the screen through.
It's about your room service bill, sir. You see, I have a little problem. You haven't fucking paid it.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I am onto you. You're an illegal alien, so I have been on the phone to the Emperor, who has said in his exact Japanese translated words, get the fuck out of my country, and if you don't, let's just say a little brawl will sort it out.
The disrespect, I am Saddam Hussein to the leader of this eastern shithole. You had better treat me like I am someone.
I know who you are. You are fucking trouble. You see this? My mobile PC phone. I have contacts, you see? This guy goes...
These Japanese are gonna have to learn a little bit about what goes down in our country of Iraq. Although this usually means power stations and oil refineries.
On the Japanese street.
We are off to the Japanese embassy to sort these people out and learn them a little diplomacy.
Saddam, I presume. Have a meeting.
Hi-ya!
Is that enough?
No, it isn't.
Okay then. Call him. You'll have to be my brother. We just call him Sumo.
Hi-ya! Was that your head?
Enough of my question.
Hey, bro, watch out for the plate glass.
Hey! Yeah!
There it goes. I missed. Hi, little girl.
Watch it, mate. I ain't no little girl, I'm Yuffie. You took quite a piece in there. Can I join your party?
Yes, well, I could quite frankly do with some help. Okay, come along.
At the Japanese embassy.
News that has reached us, that Saddam Hussein has landed.
We knew it couldn't be long before he set his sights on us.
Something must be done. We are in the process of developing our economy again. This time, we are leading the global PC market by a long shot. This fine notebook here is an example of our...
Do it, you idiot! 88 terabytes of RAM! Saddam must be kicked out of this Japanese establishment!
Back on the main streets of Tokyo.
So, who are you? I'm Saddam. Who the hell are you?
Yuffie's the name. Teaching you all about Japan is my game. So, what is your quest? What do you want to achieve?
You don't do a very good Japanese accent, do you? I want to blow this joint.
Then that is simple. We must get to the embassy. I was born in London. We will take the Tokyo Express system. The embassy is 28 miles away.
How long will it take by train?
28 seconds.
On the platform?
Is it just me? Did that platform just wobble?
In the embassy?
Greetings, Japanese dignitaries. I want some help. I want something from you. A service, a little time out in your day.
What is it you want? Here is a nuclear device in your court.
We can't accept this invasion. Please leave us be and accept our gifts. What is this? Exclusive copy of Final Fantasy X, 10 months before Japanese release date. Oh, looks like a pile of shite. Oh, don't throw the EpiPen.
That's all we copy.
Okay. You may stay in the Rio Tokyo tonight, all expenses paid. You can spend the night in a fabulous luxury with call girls who don't call you an idiot. Then we will set you on the Nation Glide, a fast-speed train that will get you back to your crash plane in a matter of 5 minutes. Okay, it is amicable.
Yuffie, the next morning.
And so my granddad left me with a piece of infinite wisdom. Judge not and overthrow not your fellow man, for your soul will be overthrowing itself, and you will suffer naught but loneliness. That is beautiful. You know, when I annex this island and promptly rename it Japirak, I believe I will have an office in Tokyo. Your train system is truly excellent. Your buses are never a second late, and when a car misbehaves or pulls out in front of a Japanese bus, the city impounds it into a cube. You are so inefficient. I am just going to look out one more time out of the hotel window. Wait a minute. Shouldn't that be Tokyo over there? It was, until last night. There was an earthquake, and now it is 100 miles below the ocean.
Saddam!
Mother!
What the fuck are you doing here in Japan? I've been worried sick. Rupert Murdoch rang me to say that you've been expecting it for lunch in Alice Springs, and that not only was the waitress Alice off sick, it was so that the springs had blown out of all proportion. Then I heard on CNN, exclusive, Saddam spotted with black eye outside Tokyo nightclub.
But Mother, I don't want to leave. They are so disciplined here. They don't even have to be intimidated to give up their basic freedoms. They all walk in a line down the street on the way to be an executive for a huge corporation manufacturing Pokemonsters.
Okay, Saddam. So there's something you don't know about me. I've been attending evening classes at the Baghdad Institute. Hi-ya! Yeah!
Watch out for the widescreen.
Anyone you thought they Tokyo is no more?
Where's my copy of FF10?
What are you looking at me for?